I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Ted, what day is it, buddy?
Thursday.
You're right, it's World Typing Day.
The Men's Room Top 10.
Yay.
The Men's Room Top 10.
For whatever reason, when I looked at the daily holidays, that one just kind of stuck out to me because I thought, you know what? I guarantee you I can't find 10 fun facts about typing, but I was wrong. So here's some 10 fun facts, basically about keyboards, about typing, and all that. It's going to be fun. So starting at number 10, Steve, I know that you know this one, so I don't want you to say it, but Miles and Ted, the pound sign, as it were, the number symbol
all right.
on the keyboard, what is that called? Anybody? Do either of you know what that is actually called?
The pound symbol. I knew
it as the pound symbol.
The hashtag, right?
Yeah, the hashtag.
It does have a name. And we've done it on Big Dummy.
Yes, yep, we have.
I know. I've heard you say it. I've heard you answer it. I don't know it.
I'll give you guys a hint. It has to do both with the number 8 and an athlete / town in Pennsylvania.
Jim Thorpe?
Octothorpe.
Okay.
The Octothorpe.
Mm-hmm.
Which, why is it 8? Looking at, maybe it's...
Because it's,
eight
there's
points.
8 different points,
eight
right?
Points,
so there's 8
okay.
points on it, and the guy that created the symbol, believe it or not, was just a big Jim Thorpe fan.
Gotcha.
Oh,
honest
nice.
To God, that's why he called it the Octothorpe.
Okay, I love it.
And I'm embarrassed that I know that.
Okay, the most used buttons on your keyboard are the E and the space bar. Does anybody know what the third most used button on average, on your average keyboard is? It's behind the E and the space bar.
Is
I'm
going
to guess Enter.
Enter, not a bad guess.
Or shift. Shift.
Shift, also not a bad guess.
I'm going to go R.
R, okay. Ted.
S.
A lot of people make mistakes, and they use the backspace.
Backspace.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That makes sense.
The backspace.
Use it all the time.
10 fun keyboard facts. In the First World War, the word typewriter was used as army slang for a machine gun.
Really? Why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Well, it depends how you type. Mine would have been.
Hair club, too. I remember.
Is he a slow typer?
Not just a slow typer, but a heavy typer. I literally stopped by his office
oh,
one time.
Oh, he does, yeah.
And I said, like, how many keyboards have you gone through? Because I walked by and it was.
God, you're right, man.
He was, yeah,
he
very heavy hand
like
with
that,
a
like
hunted
you,
peck.
You learned on a mechanical keyboard, didn't you, man?
Did you ever send an email where you weren't angry?
Yes.
I mean, everything he typed, he'd be like, great job. But if you hear him type it, you're like, oh, man, somebody's in trouble.
The world record for typing the English alphabet on a keyboard from A to Z was set by a man in India. How fast do you think that he did it?
26 letters, I'm going to say... 13 seconds.
13 seconds.
I'll say 3 seconds.
3 seconds, Ted.
I'll split the difference, say 9.5 seconds.
Miles, you were the closest without going over 3.37 seconds.
Damn.
Like, I think I've done it in 11 seconds.
I don't even know if I could do it that fast.
Because they're all over the place. Like I could do it.
Well, if you use the keyboard the way it's designed, in theory, you should be able to do it quickly.
Sure.
Right, because everything's about being right. within reach of the 8 anchor fingers, blah, 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 blah.
Right. Exactly. Oy, pardon me. The average speed is 40 words per minute. Most people type around 40 words per minute with about 8 mistakes per 100 words.
I think I'm probably about there now. I never thought I would be, but because everything is done on computer now,
right.
you realize you have gotten, you don't necessarily type in the quote-unquote proper etiquette way.
Mm-hmm.
But I realize I can actually type pretty fast on the keyboard now.
I still put my index fingers on F and J, though.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm with you.
That's why there's a little button there, a little notch.
Yeah. Right. Now, I hover over top, but yeah, I'm
same thing with the with the little nub on the 5. Same situation.
Huh.
Put your middle finger right there on the 5, and then you can just type any one that you want to without looking. And it's funny that they actually put it on here. You can touch type without formal training. People develop their own efficient methods to type without looking. And I actually did. I had one program when I was growing up that kind of taught you how to type without looking. I did it for a little bit, and I learned kind of like what you're saying, Miles, where you put your index fingers on the F and the J, and then you kind of go
and
from there.
You're not supposed to look at the paper.
Exactly. That's how in typewriting class in high school.
I had it too.
That was the dictation. That's how they did the dictation. You
right.
had to look, and then you had to see how many errors you made or how close or off you were
right.
once you finished the dictation.
And then I dropped it for, it felt like a decade, maybe 15 years. And then working here at some point, I was like, I have typed so much on my phone through text messaging and whatnot
right.
to where now I know where these buttons are.
Mm-hmm.
And so absolutely. I just started getting after it, and I just taught myself how to type. And I think I'm down to like 35, 33 words a minute, something
that's
like that.
That's pretty good.
I got up to 60 when I was in high school, but we were taking the class. All right. So, and as soon as the class was done, I guarantee it dropped. But on our final exam, the typewriters we used, the letters, they weren't marked.
Oh.
So if you knew what you were doing, it shouldn't matter, which
right.
is the theory, right?
Well,
I did not do great on that.
Well, our boy Tim's studio, the keyboard that's over there, that's kind of the same situation over there. There's a handful,
has it been
of,
rubbed off
handful
much?
Of buttons that are just completely erased over there.
Yeah.
I used one of those computers in-house, and I was having a really hard time because just they had worn out.
Yep.
So one of the salespeople turned in a laptop.
Mine!
That they couldn't see the letters anymore.
Oh, no.
So then I got to do a Zoom call. I get this laptop and look down like, oh good God. So you're typing all these passwords and crap. Get in this meeting. I'm like, you got to be kidding.
Yeah, like I keep my hands in the right spot, but I'm not positive. Like I could type a little bit without looking, but I feel like I still glance down.
Yeah, sure. I always do.
Which hand is used most when, on average, while you're typing your words? Left or the right?
I'm going to guess left.
R-E-S-A. 56% of all of your keystrokes will be used with the left hand,
yeah,
even though
E-A-S-T-R-D.
Most people are right-handed.
E-A-S-T-R-D. I mean, those are your Wheel of Fortune letters there.
Does anybody know which city was the birthplace of the QWERTY keyboard?
What's the QWERTY keyboard?
Look down at your keyboard.
Q-W-E-R-T-Y.
I mean, Rochester?
Rochester.
I was going to guess Rochester as well.
I'll say San Jose.
Not quite so far east there, boys. It was in Milwaukee. And they actually host QWERTY Fest every June, a weekend festival celebrating the anniversary of the invention of the QWERTY keyboard.
Do you know how much ass is there, QWERTY Fest?
You're just getting laid.
Oh, my God.
You're getting laid every night.
Yeah.
Keyboards, Miller Lite, and Harley Davidson's.
Straight.
QWERTY Fest.
And cheese.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Fun keyboard facts. Back to that same keyboard there. The longest word that you can type with your left hand.
Abracadabra?
Stewardesses.
Oh, okay. They're flight attendants, dude.
True enough.
Yeah, update then, your list, sexist.
I'm going to say this wrong. Polyphony? Polyphony? Polyphony for the right hand.
Polyphony, I guess.
Right. Oh, I only have one girlfriend. I'm faking it.
You're polyphony.
Do you know what's
I'm a polyphony.
You're polyphony. He's a phony.
What's the longest word you can type using only the top letters on the keyboard?
Ooh. I actually knew this at one point. Power. Pouty.
Typewriter.
Is, oh. No kidding. It's typewriter.
Typewriter is the longest word you can type using only the letters on the top of the keyboard. Yep.
Fun keyboard facts. Did you know that your keyboard can contain more germs than a toilet seat?
Cool. Yeah. Awesome.
That's why they
I don't even want to bang them out every once in a while and just look and see what falls out. It's just like, Jesus Christ.
I won't say who I used to share. It used to be in our old building.
Yeah.
We all shared one studio, so we have two separate ones now, and we would follow the morning show, and I will not say whose computer I shared mine with, but every once in a while, I'd bang this thing out, and all kinds of food particles and peanuts and all this, but the one that killed me was a piece of sausage fell out. And so I went to this person and just said, hey, man, look, I understand eating in the studio. There should not be sausage in the keyboard. Can you just, like, turn your head when you...
I don't know how old the equipment was in that studio, but I remember those microphone condoms also looking terrible. We've been here for, what, 10 years at this point?
Nothing
this
like
guy
that.
Still looks almost as new as the day that we got it, save for just a little bit of
that's
you know,
the other
lint
thing.
That's all over.
This same person clearly talked when they still had bits of food in their mouth.
Yes.
And I would look at the mic condom, on my, and I'm like, just don't make your face touch it. And we were doing something, and I remember it brushed my lip.
Kissed it.
And it just... It just bugged me, man.
Because it's crusty, man.
Dry ass pieces of peanut and whatever else.